The town of Kokomo, Indiana, has approved a study to track down a sound. Some people in town say the sound is making them sick, though most people can't hear it. NPR's Matt Martinez has more.
People in town call it the Kokomo hum, and it's caused such a stir that the city council is spending $100,000 to find it. The city, which has about 47,000 residents, has received about 90 complaints since 1999. Ken Ferris is Kokomo city attorney. He hasn't heard the noise, but he says that doesn't mean it's not real.
Certainly to the people who have been affected, they believe there's no question. I think the city's position is keep an open mind, investigate. Number one, is there a noise? If there is a noise, can it be traced to a source? If it can be traced to a source, can it be remediated?
One Kokomo resident has already done some investigating. Diane Anton hired an acoustical engineer to take sound measurements of her neighborhood. What the engineer found was a low-frequency noise, between 50 to 60 decibels at 10 to 20 hertz. Humans can't hear a noise that low, but they can feel it as a vibration. So what would cause such a noise? Bennett Brooks is the chair of the Technical Committee on Noise for the Acoustical Society of America.
Those levels of sound could be coming from road traffic on even distant highways, air or rail activity, or possibly just some industrial plants or even commercial buildings in the area. And in fact, those levels could be caused just by the wind in the trees.
But can it make you sick?
Oh, it could. Sound could cause dizziness or nausea, particularly at very low frequencies where you may get involved in vibration of the stomach or other midsection organs.
Some Kokomo residents say that the sound does make them dizzy, gives them headaches and diarrhea. And it's not the first time a hum has been cited as a source of physical maladies. People on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques claim that low-frequency sound from Navy bombing makes them sick. And in the early 1990s, residents of Taos, New Mexico complained of noises that caused sleeplessness and dizziness. The Kokomo City Council will begin considering proposals for the noise study by the end of this month to find out if there is a hum, and if there is, whether they can do anything about it. Matt Martinez, NPR News.